Well, let's talk about this, the New Hampshire primary. All of that deep state money and media coverage is now flowing one way, right into the toilet, right to Nikki Haley. And Democrats are pulling out all stops to keep Trump from winning the New Hampshire primary tomorrow. Now, President Biden, you know it's bad because when President Biden is tweeting in support of Nikki Haley, I mean, and you might not think, oh, this is a tweet that's really in support of Nikki Haley. The hell it's not. He literally is tweeting out her website in images and videos so that people can throw their support behind Nikki Haley. Joe Biden, president of the United States, Democrat, tweeting about Nikki Haley ahead of the New Hampshire primary. That's exactly what this is.
Puppet masters of Joe Biden are doing this.
Yeah, I mean, he's not tweeting anything. I read a long tweet or post, an X post, whatever you want to call it, the other day from Biden. I'm like, you didn't write. No one in their right mind thinks that Joe Biden is writing these things out. Someone on his staff, a calculated staff and campaign manager, is tweeting these things out. Tomorrow, of course, is the all-important New Hampshire primary, and the deep state globalists are terrified of another Trump presidency. That's why so many big money globalists and former Jeffrey Epstein friends are coming out to support Nikki Haley, trying to get Democrats to switch their party affiliation to vote for Nikki Haley. And it's working. Reid Hoffman, for instance, the billionaire CEO of LinkedIn, friend of Jeffrey Epstein, came out in support of Nikki Haley, donating a boatload of money to her. And simultaneously, we now know that Reid Hoffman has been bankrolling the E. Jean Carroll lawsuit against Donald Trump, paying all of her legal bills. So listen to how crazy this part of the story is. So today, Trump was supposed to be in New York City for this E. Jean Carroll lawsuit in the courtroom. But then at the last minute, that judge decided to delay the court proceedings until when? Well, you think, hey, tomorrow is the New Hampshire primary. If I'm the judge, clearly I should postpone it beyond tomorrow. But no, it's postponed until tomorrow while Trump is supposed to be in New Hampshire. Again, follow the Democrat money right to messing with an election. That's exactly what this is. Any way you slice it, this is messing with an election. So Trump had to leave New Hampshire today in order then to be in New York City, only to have the judge then delay it. So screws up everything for today, for his whole plans in New Hampshire today. Regardless of whatever you, I don't care if you like Trump or not. I mean, that's not the point. The point is that you're messing with an election.
Well, and also let's talk about the rules of showing up. Hunter Biden decides not to show up to a congressional subpoena.
Right.
Trump shows up when he's ruled to, when he's ordered to, and then they mess with his schedule. So how come, you see how there's
a nice double standard?
Yeah.
Or if you're Hunter Biden, you can just roll into a court, into a Senate hearing, sit there with your arms crossed.
And then walk out when you want
to. And then walk out whenever you want, even though, you know, members of Congress ask you and give you the floor. Marjorie Taylor Greene, the floor is yours.
Right.
No, I'm leaving.
So, I mean, at least Trump, who likes to say the words law and order a lot, showed up for the law and order. Right?
Yeah.
When he was supposed to.
Like I said,
and
regardless
now
of how
being,
you feel.
Can I say D word with? He's being D'd around. I'm not going to say it.
What?
Dicked around.
Oh, that's fine.
I said
dicked.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, okay. I was running through the profanities in
my
brain.
He's being a dude.
he was being D's nuts.
Let me tell you about the dude.
He was being D's nuts. So Trump had to leave New Hampshire today in order to be in New York City, only to have, by the way, he could have been meeting with voters at rallies. And of course, we know how important these few days are right before, especially with all of the independent voters you're trying to woo in that state, right? And this state, perhaps more than any other state, with the amount of independent voters that are up for grabs, it's incredibly important. So these last few days, when you're trying to have that closing argument, only to be jacked around by a judge in New York City that's being bankrolled by a former friend of Jeffrey Epstein, I mean, you can't make this stuff up. And then it's delayed until tomorrow. So now it's delayed until tomorrow, one day, I mean, on election day. You could have picked another day. The courtroom's proceedings, they got delayed again. So now he can go back to New Hampshire, but then on election day, he's going to have to come back to New York City. Then Trump, because I think he's, you know, not allowed to really talk about the judge anymore on this. He's just kind of allowed to talk around it because he got a gag order against him. So here's what he just posted on Truth Social. E. Jean Carroll was forced to change her story on the Monica Lewinsky-type dress. She originally claimed that the event happened in 1994 and that she wore the Donna Karan dress on that day. The problem is that New York Times fact-checkers found the dress wasn't even made by Donna Karan until long after 1994. The truth is that she doesn't know the day, the month, the season, the year, or the decade because it did not happen. End this witch hunt now.
Can I just say that's the most Legally Blonde argument ever, and I love it.
Right. But I love the internet.
You didn't get
people
a perm.
Can figure that out.
You didn't take a shower.
That this dress wasn't out in 1994. Like, you couldn't. But I love, that's why I love the internet. So the judge knows it's election day tomorrow, and yet you didn't delay it until after the election, which is unbelievable to me. So this money from Democrat billionaires is working. It's working big time.
Well, also, can I just point out that they changed the law in New York just so that they could extend the statute of limitations in order for her to file this case.
Oh,
right?
Good
so
point.
Clearly,
yeah, yeah.
We
yeah.
don't have a two, we have a two-party justice system. The comment in the chat that just said, stop saying nice things about Trump. We're only here to talk about what's happening. So your interpretation is your own.
Yeah. I mean, again, regardless of your thoughts and feelings about Trump, that's not the point. The point is meddling in an election. And of course, and I'm more interested about where the dark money, deep state money is flowing right now. That to me is the most interesting thing. Seeing where the money is, follow the money. That's all I want you to do is follow the money. And who's interested in having Nikki Haley become president? The deep state, the military industrial complex. They want continued war, and they want to keep this massive government apparatus flowing and rolling. And by the way, when you look up here on the screen and you see this national debt, someone in the chat just said, is that really how quickly the U.S. national debt is growing at every moment? And yes, that's the answer. That is exactly how big it gets. And so Nikki Haley wants to send an additional $80 billion to Ukraine. Where's that going to come from? Well, it's going to come right out of your pockets.
So. And she desperately wants a war with China. She wants it so bad she can taste it.
Yeah. Anything to keep her husband out of the house on another deployment. So this go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, and I think, like, along with all of that, being the first woman president, she's going to have to feel like she's got to prove she's as good as the guys, right? So she's going to be like, we have to declare war because, you know, I'm going to be in here and show you how powerful I can be as a woman president.
But it's so funny that Donald Trump, you know, is saying we should end these wars, you know, so no more money for Ukraine and roll these wars back. When I become president, he said on day one, I'll, you know, negotiate a peace agreement in Ukraine. So it's kind of funny that she feels the need to be the neocon flag waver right now. Anyway, so this money from Democrat billionaires is working. Chase Bank CEO Jamie Dimon called on Democrats to go out and support Nikki Haley. If they want to unseat Trump, here's what he said.
What do you think of the two leading candidates right now?
Oh, God, I'm not going to tell you.
You're not going
to
tell me.
I did come out and make a nice statement about Nikki Haley.
You did. You've been talking to Nikki Haley.
Liberal, yes, I have. Even if you're a very liberal Democrat, I urge you, you know, help Nikki Haley, too. You know, get a choice on a Republican side that might be better than Trump.
Yeah, so get the money out there. Well, he's right. And, well, it turns out Democrats listened, and they are coming out in big numbers to support Nikki Haley. And so is all that Democrat money, by the way. New Hampshire's semi-open primary, of course, means that independents can cast ballots alongside registered Republicans. Now, Democrats had to have switched parties or changed their party affiliation back in October. So that deadline was October. But all of the independents, which make up the bulk of the electorate, hundreds of thousands of, I think it's over 300,000 that are up for grabs tonight. And any Democrat-leaning voters who don't register as Democrat but remain independent can go in and vote for Nikki Haley. And that's the main target right now. The Daily Mail interviewed a number of these Democrats who are switching their party affiliation and doing anything they can to stop Trump by voting for Nikki Haley. Here's the Daily Mail headline. Meet the Democrat saboteurs who have registered as independents in New Hampshire to stop Trump. Lifelong Democrat Hella Ross registered as an undeclared last year. She's one of thousands switching so they can vote in the state's primary. We have to make sure that Trump is not the nominee, she said. Here is that Helen Ross. Take a listen.
My name is Hella Ross, and I live here in Rochester, New Hampshire.
So tell us about your thinking for the primary on Tuesday.
Well, my thinking is that I changed my party affiliation from Democrat to undeclared so that I could participate in the Republican primary and cast my vote for Nikki Haley, who I think is has the most experience, broad experience, and is the most qualified to be able to take on Trump, because the whole goal is to make sure that Trump is not the nominee.
Okay.
And most of the liberal media is happy to run stories about it because it helps their cause to drive awareness to stop Trump. Here's a way that you can all save our democracy. Vote for Nikki Haley. Even if it means switching political parties, you too can stop Trump. NPR met with a lot of Democratic voters who are trying to stop Trump and vote Nikki Haley. Listen.
Voters like Marie Mulroy of Manchester might hold the key for Haley in next week's primary. She's an unenrolled or independent voter who fervently opposes Donald Trump.
He doesn't have a moral compass. I don't understand how anybody could vote for him.
Mulroy leans Democratic and voted for Joe Biden in 2020. But she's so concerned that Trump could be reelected president that she plans to pull a Republican ballot next week and vote for Nikki Haley.
She has the ability to get elected to beat Trump. And the primary goal is not to ever let Trump back in office again, to be honest.
Okay, I understand voting against something. I get it. You don't like this person. He turns you off. You didn't like the Trump administration. But Nikki Haley lies about China. She's lied about Russia, about the war in Ukraine. She is not educated. She is not studied. And she wants more war. So for me, as one of my single issues for voting is who is lying and who is not about war that will lead into more wars. Now, I know I'm not going to lead you to any one candidate, but the media leaves out her warmongering on purpose only to present her as this angelic alternative to Trump. If you think that, you're not studying.
Well, I spoke to someone today. He's like, well, what do you, someone said to me, what do you think about that Nikki Haley? She's America first, isn't she? And I said, what? Like, if you think about embroiling America in endless wars, then sure, she's America first. If you think about going to war in China, then sure, she's America first. If you think about funneling $80 billion to Ukraine to provoke a hot war with Russia, then sure, she's America first. What is this, like 1984 Rocky IV? You know, Rocky against Ivan Drago, like that ship has sailed. We do not need a hot war with Russia. We will lose. That's not America first. Oh, by the way, stay the fuck out of the Middle East. We don't need that either.
No, that, she likes that.
That's not
she
America first. There is nothing about a war in the Middle East that it puts America first. It puts America dead last, and you will see the destruction of the United States. So
there's a bit of a difference between America first and American supremacy. And what she wants is American supremacy.
Right. Yeah. And the media is starting to break down this. Putin's a madman. Putin just wants all of Ukraine and Poland too. They're starting to pull back on those lies, but they haven't pointed out that Nikki Haley has not. And maybe that's why they can't lead with this, that she is a warmonger, because then it would point out all the ways that they're having to walk back the lies about Ukraine.
So yesterday, Trump had something to say about all this Nikki Haley Democrat money in flowing into New Hampshire. Take a listen.
The people behind Nikki are pro-amnesty. You like that? Pro-China, pro-open borders, pro-war, pro-deep state, and they're pro-Biden. Did you see where 50% of the people that voted for her in Iowa are going to vote for Biden? In other words, they're Democrats. They're voting. They're voting. Think of it. They're going to vote for Biden. They just had no choice, so they picked her.
They had no choice, so they picked her. I love when he goes off.
Well, he's wrong. They're not pro-China, because she's not pro-China. She wants a war with China. Or it's just, or maybe just no one's listening. No one knows anybody's platform. But you guys, she hates China. She hates Chinese food. She hates everything about China. She's had long diatribes about that.
She's definitely pro, and that's where he goes like off his script. Maybe he should stick to a script on that. For context, though, in 2020 primary, Trump grabbed 129,000 votes, which represented 84% of the vote there. In 2015, these are the results here on your screen from 2015, Trump won 34% of Republican voters with 100,000 ballots cast for him. It was a big performance considering there were more than six other candidates at the top vying for those votes. Right now, it's a much more narrow field. I mean, just look at these people here on the list, right? You've got all the way down from Jeb Bush, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, John Kasich, who put in a pretty strong performance there. Marco Rubio managed to get one delegate there in New Hampshire, and then Chris Christie. So pretty big field, as you'll recall, in 2015, and Trump dominated that. Now you have Ron DeSantis, of course, ending his campaign yesterday. What comes next? So DeSantis made a parting shot at Nikki Haley, calling her a billionaire corporate shill that will do the bidding of Wall Street in his farewell address, basically saying that wherever she goes, wherever the liberal money goes, she goes. This was her response. CNN actually had the balls to ask her about this. Watch.
Okay, when he dropped out, part of what he said was he reminded everybody that he signed a pledge to support the Republican nominee. I'll honor that pledge. He, meaning Donald Trump, has my endorsement because we can't go back to the old Republican guard of yesteryear or repackaged form of warmed over corporatism that Nikki Haley represents. That's tough stuff on his way out the door.
You know, and it's interesting because there's no proof to that. These fellas say this because they want people to believe it. But what's amazing to me is they think they can lie to the American people and the American people are going to believe it. Prove it. Prove one thing that they've said.
Okay, prove it. Oh, I'll take that challenge. Prove it? Okay. Well, they say you're taking money from billionaire Democrats, as Ron DeSantis just said. Well, that's true. It's verifiable. All we need to do is look at your super PAC to see where the money is coming from and that you're spending on ads, both in Iowa, New Hampshire, and of course, South Carolina in 3 weeks in the South Carolina primary and ahead of Super Tuesday. Here's Forbes. Democrats like Reid Hoffman donating big money to pro-Haley super PAC, but there are dozens more that we know about. Citadel hedge fund manager Ken Griffin, Home Depot founder Ken Langone, billionaire investor, philanthropist Steve Druckenmiller, has also urged Republicans to put their weight behind Nikki Haley. The list is pretty endless. Even before she started running, more than a dozen billionaires donated money to get her to run. So we've proven that. Here's something else, though, you know, because she's on this tirade about, like, you know, prove it. I'm not a liar. Prove that I'm lying. Just show me the proof. Here's another thing that that she calls out. Watch.
Prove one thing that they've said. Prove the fact that Donald Trump says I want to cut Social Security or raise the age. I've never said that.
Okay, that's another thing you want us to prove in the media? It's a good thing we have videotape. I dusted off my VHS cassette recorder this afternoon, and, you know, it's a little squeaky, but I put in the tape, and here's what I found.
Social Security is going to go bankrupt in 10 years. Medicare is going to go bankrupt in 8. So the way we deal with it is we don't touch anyone's retirement or anyone who's been promised in, but we go to people like my kids in their 20s when they're coming into the system and we say the rules have changed. We change retirement age to reflect life expectancy. Instead of cost of living increases, we do it based on inflation. We limit the benefits on the wealthy and we expand Medicare Advantage plans.
What's the right age there then, Ambassador?
Well, I think we have to do the numbers. We've got to figure out what it is. But what we do know is 65 is way too low, and we need to increase that.
So she's never talked about raising the age for Social Security. Like, okay, prove it. Prove it. You can't prove that I'm tied to Democrat money, that I'm a shill for Wall Street, that I've wanted to raise retirement age. Just dust off the videotape.
That could have been, there you go. That could have been her evil twin, Ursula. We don't know that for a fact.
Depending on how her hair is being held that day. So it's just too easy.
Yeah.
So it's going to be very interesting. I think in the next 24 hours, we're going to see some real serious money. We're going to see some major moves being made after New Hampshire. You know, Iowa's one thing, but New Hampshire is really one of the big bellwethers. And then, of course, you've got 3 weeks to South Carolina. But remember, New Hampshire, if she can chalk up a win here, and this new St. Anselm poll that just came out shows that she's beating Trump in independents by 1 point today. And so all of this money flowing into New Hampshire among independents and people who are leaning Democrat and are pushing them out to go vote tomorrow, this could be where that money shines and where she actually gets a big win in New Hampshire. And then 3 weeks, of course, goes to South Carolina. It's her home state. Can she pull off something there? Fewer independents to play around with there. But this is why the money is flowing to her so strategically right now, because New Hampshire is such an important part of this, story. I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.